The U.S. Drought Monitor shows almost all of eastern Oregon and parts of eastern Washington are now in severe drought, but the dry conditions are also reaching into corners of the Northwest that usually remain relatively lush. Jessica Robinson reports from North Idaho, where hydrologists are revising their record books.
The South Fork of the Coeur d'Alene River feels different. It's slower than normal.
Typically, I'm not able to wade through this river this time of the year.
Kevin Kerlin of the U.S. Geological Survey says typically the current is so fast he needs the help of a four-wheeled crane to collect samples from the middle of the river. Yet today, here he is in his brown waders in a river that doesn't seem to know it's early June.
What we're seeing here are flows that would typically be mid to late July flows.
In fact, North Idaho rivers are showing record lows. Rainstorms in February and March depleted what little snowpack the region got. One river gauge not far from here shows water flowing at 258 cubic feet per second. Normally, it's more than 800, three times the present volume. Kerlin says the region has enough groundwater to ward off California-style shortages, but he says expect to see a lot more sandbars in the river this summer. I'm Jessica Robinson near Smelterville, Idaho.